At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
So what does Uttarashtam look for in terms of intimacy and love and partnerships? We're talking about moon in Uttarashtam nakshatra, right? Well, first of all, it's a very responsible nakshatra. It falls in Capricorn mostly. And let's get into it. By the end of this video, you will know what are the elements of intimacy and love for Uttarashtam nakshatra. Roll the intro. So first, let's begin by examining our usual suspects, where the moon is placed and what it means in terms of compatibility. You would always look for the moon sign placement because moon is where the intimacy match takes place as per Vedic astrology. Okay. So first one, moon in Uttarashtam. I put it at the first house, but it can mean any house. This is just for ease of understanding. Uttarashtam. Moon in Uttarashtam is first compatible in the same as Purvashtam. See, the Purva and Uttara will be pretty much the same, okay? So this is same as the previous one, Purvashtam. So the third sign from Sagittarius being Aquarius, it will be compatible with Purva Bhadrapada. That's number one. Number two is fourth sign from Sagittarius, which happens to be Pisces, like you see there in Uttara Bhadrapada. You are seeing a trend here, aren't you? All the Manushaganas are compatible with Manushaganas. And in the seventh sign, the third compatibility would be the seventh sign from Sagittarius, which happens to be Gemini. And in Mrikshisha, Artra or Punarvasu Nakshatra. Any one of these. My personal preference is towards Mrikshisha, right? Or Punarvasu, not so much Ardra, because then you're going into the higher ascendance of relationships. Relationships should be going towards a higher level always. Rakshasa should be going towards Manushya. Manushya should be going towards Dev. That's the idea. Next level of compatibility will be the 10th sign from Sagittarius, which happens to be Virgo. And in Virgo, it should be in either Uttara Falguni or Hasta. Hasta forgot the blue bubble there somehow. Hasta is a Devana. So yeah, Uttara Falguni or Hasta Nakshatra of the partner's moon. The last level of compatibility, good one for a lasting love relationship. We are talking about lasting love through life. Is the 11th sign from Sagittarius, which happens to be Libra. And in Libra, Swati Nakshatra, very careful about that because the other two are Rakshasganas. Libra is a very fierce sign. We want to make it more on the compatibility level rather than on the going on a war path. Yeah, relationship shouldn't be about quarreling with one another, obviously. So let's see now. This is for Uttarashtam Nakshatra, which falls in Sagittarius. Now let us see the one which falls in Capricorn. This is most of it actually. Most of it falls in Capricorn. So in Capricorn, the first level of Uttarashtam compatibility will be the third sign from Capricorn, which now happens to be Pisces. This is why it's important to get these padas right, okay? You can see my nakshatra series on the padas. You need to be very careful about the pada here. Otherwise, you'll end up with a mismatch. So, Uttarashada within Capricorn will match on a third sign from it with Uttara Bhadrapada, Revati or Purva Bhadrapada in Pisces. This third level of compatibility would be with the sign of Aries, which happens to be the fourth sign from Capricorn. We finished Pisces, so obviously we are in Aries. And in that, the compatibility would be with Ashwini and Bharani Nakshatra only, not Kritika. Okay? You don't want to go down the ladder in relationship. We want to go up. So, the fourth level of compatibility for Uttarashada Nakshatra Moon is the partner's moon should be in Pushya Nakshatra or Punarvasu Nakshatra in Cancer, which happens to be the seventh sign. Now, this will become like a magnetic attraction. Remember, number one, number seven is always a magnetic attraction. The twin flame phenomena. The opposite soulmate phenomena. It will feel like that. And it's a good match because it's going from Manusha towards Devan. The fourth level of compatibility is the 10th sign from Capricorn now, which happens to be Libra. And in that, the moon should be in Swati Nakshatra, because Swati is a Devana also, right? The last level of compatibility for moon sign, or Uttarashada in Capricorn, happens to be the 11th sign from Capricorn, which happens now to be Scorpio. And moon should be in Anuradha Nakshatra. Okay? So, once again, if you don't know what the characteristics of Nakshatra are, all these matching and mismatching is useless. Again, like I've said in my previous videos of intimacy, I have seen couples come to me with all the perfectly matched, you know, birth charts, which is very, it's like a craze in India. And they will come to me telling what's wrong with my husband, what's wrong with my wife. You can see my case studies if you want. So it's not just about matching, folks. You got to understand what the characteristics of a nakshatra is in order to bind with the person, in order to bind at all levels, mental, physical, emotional, and for a long time, for like a partnership through life. So let's see the characteristics of intimacy for Uttarashada Nakshatra. So what are the characteristics of intimacy for Uttarashada Nakshatra? Number one, they are responsible and reliable. Think everything Saturn, think everything Capricorn. Mostly Uttarashada is in Capricorn. So think of the characteristics of Capricorn. When you think about Uttarashada Nakshatra in intimacy aspects. So number one is they are responsible and reliable. They have a strong sense of purpose and strive to overcome obstacles to achieve their goals. They take their commitment seriously and can be counted upon to support. Strong partners, very grounded partners. Once again, think Saturn when you think Uttarashada. Ambitious and goal-oriented. One wants to achieve stuff in the external world. Saturn is driven to accomplish and expend its karmic baggage. They have clear aspirations and work hard to succeed in their relationships, expecting the same level of dedication from their partners. They express their thoughts and opinions confidently, which can contribute to open, honest conversations in relationships. Once again, it's all Saturnian. It's all like you have to do this, you have to do that. Saturn loves those rules, procedures, policies. Now you bring it to relationships. Balanced and fair. They strive for a balance in their relationships. They are considerate of their partner's needs and opinions. They express their love and care for their partners openly and enjoy creating a warm and nurturing environment. Isn't that beautiful? supportive and encouraging. They inspire their loved ones to pursue their dreams and offer a strong support system to help others overcome their challenges. They value family traditions and may seek partners who share their values and have similar appreciation of family bonds. So if you are one of these family type of people, you must understand your Uttarasya Nakshatra properly. These people are very family oriented. Everything is done for the family first. It's not much of an individual aspect to Uttarasya Nakshatra itself. It's very family oriented. It is always, you might say, even in relationships, very purpose driven. Sort of a dry. Saturn is a dry planet. Saturn doesn't know intimacy. Saturn only knows duty. So think everything Saturnian when you come to Uttarasya Nakshatra. They can be supportive and encouraging. Okay, I think I finished this. Last. Seekers of knowledge and wisdom. They enjoy intellectual pursuits and may engage in philosophical discussions with their partners. Once again, this discussion for Uttarashada will be more centered on what's the culture like, what's our tradition like, what is our family value. That kind of a earthy, grounded type of wisdom. Okay. They seek partners who can support the journey of self-discovery and evolution. Now, in this context, self-discovery and evolution doesn't mean they are looking for something fantastic. Doesn't mean necessarily that they are spiritual-minded in that sense of the term. It just means that they are more inclined towards grounded aspects, traditional aspects, family aspects of wisdom. How do we need to tackle this? How do we need to, you know, take care of this child or that child? Or what's wrong with our relationship? How can we work or take more grounded approach? You know, working on problems like on a more earthly plane, if you want to call it that. That's Uttarashada Nakshatra. It falls in Capricorn. So everything Capricornian. Right? Next video, we shall be looking at Shravana Nakshatra, which comes heart of Capricorn. And it's a Devgana. Okay, so if you have a man or a woman or you are in a relationship with moon in Uttarashada, you got to understand where they come from. It's always useful to understand where they come from in order to have a proper perspective on things. Okay, so I'll leave you with this much. I'll see you in the next. Take care, be safe.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,